Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. We are full on into fall and getting ready to be in winter. So, yeah, this weekend I saw snow falling and a little bit stuck. I was not as happy with that as some people might be. I went away for the weekend just an overnight, and it was snowing when I went. I was freezing all weekend. I did not take the appropriate clothing for that. I'll just tell you that now. So today's show, just a few, let's get started pointers, let's call them. First, there are always a lot of people that are calling in and wanting to get through. So when I call out your area code, it's one question or one connection to a loved one on the other side. And I don't know what else. This is how my brain is working. There's all this stuff I normally say at the beginning of the show. And for some reason today, it seems really unimportant, or I just can't bring it to the top of my mind. Anyway, on that happy note, I'll just have to tell things as we go if I need to. I'm going to go to the very first caller, and that would be 863. Hello, 863. How are you today?
Hi, Tony. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much for asking. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Julia from Florida.
Hey, Julia. How can I help you today?
Well, I wanted to ask about relocating. I'm thinking about the Clearwater, Florida area. And any insights around that and, like, best timing or, you know, how you see it going for me?
Okay, so relocating.
Starting over.
Yeah, real. The first thing I hear is, well, there's a couple things I'm hearing. So relocating seems improbable and would be difficult, but it's not impossible. Okay. So even though you're thinking about relocating right now, you're really not sure how far, where, when, or I'm getting that you're really not even sure why you're doing this. Like maybe you feel like you kind of need to reinvent yourself in some way. But what I'm getting is wait. Don't push this. Don't try to make it happen sooner. Clearwater, Florida would be okay. It's a good choice. There would be some complications. Is it just with Clearwater? I think there would be. It's a it's a sticky time to go is what I'm hearing. It's a sticky time to relocate. So when I ask when, the first thing I hear is March. I've heard it consistently since you've asked, you know, kind of a timeline, March. So I'm gonna just double check. Is that when she's gonna find out about the place? No, is that when she's gonna decide to go? Yeah. Okay. So I feel like March is when the wheel is gonna start turning. Now, if you find something prior to March, it will be very, very, very sticky, very complicated. There will be some setbacks, and it will be a false start, is what I'm hearing. Between now and March, as far as relocation goes, it's going to be up in the air and kind of complicated, and a little bit with your financial situation too, if I might add. You're going to be okay financially, but there's going to be a lot of things up in the air and a lot of unknowns going on during this time. Things popping in, things popping out. Just expect to be surprised is all I can say. Not all bad surprises, and not surprises don't mean like setting you back, but they do mean like just things you're not expecting might pop up. So especially as far as relocation or moving, they're just really emphasizing that March is a prime time for you to get those wheels in motion and to start. Now, you can look between now and then, and you're going to find a place, and you're going to think it's perfect, but it's going to fall through, okay? Something about it is going to fall through. It's not going to happen, and you're going to be very, very disappointed and frustrated because you may have already started to, you're going to think, if you do try to relocate between the now and March, you're going to find this place. You're going to think this is it. You're going to be very pleased, but then it's all going to fall apart, and then you will have had made arrangements on your end, and you're going to be in quite a pickle. So don't, I would just recommend, you can look if you want, but I would recommend right around that March time, get things moving, get started then. If you can hold off until March, that's going to be your ideal timeline to start this whole process and get everything in order. Plus, between now and then, there might be a financial thing or two that comes in. I know we have a lot of holiday stuff going on between, so that's always like financial stuff. But what I'm hearing is there's going to also be something else that will cause just a bit of a complication, and not take you under financially, but it'll be something like, it could be anything from a weekend trip. It's just extra money going out. It doesn't mean it's going out in a negative way. You're just going to have extra money going out between now and then. Some of it you might actually enjoy. So wait until March is what I'm hearing. Keep an eye out. Don't, just to get an idea of what's available and what you're looking at. And then from there, you can make all of your best decisions. But in March is the best time. Now, I'm not the boss of you. You can do this tomorrow if you want, and you can try to get it going now. But I just feel like if you want it to be smooth and good, March is the best time for you. Okay?
Yeah, that's kind of my biggest fear of making a mistake and having things, like you basically have said, things going sideways and unexpected setbacks and all that. So I do have some fear around it, I guess, because, you know, I'm flying solo now. And so everything, you know, where before I had a life partner and we could talk things through and we had the support of one another. And so now it's all on me, and I'm just like, you know, because moving is expensive, and I get into a lot of fear around making a mistake, you know, Will I find the right place, the right town, the right everything?
You will. I'm gonna tell you this. In March, I hear if you start looking in March, right around March, April, you're gonna find the perfect place. And it's gonna be very, very good for you, and you're gonna love it. Now I also want to stress that bringing fear to the table will bring you what you're afraid of. So just let go of that. And I know it's difficult when we are making these decisions on our own because we don't want to make mistakes because when you go into a place, you just can't turn around and walk out. Most of
right.
the time,
yeah,
you're
once
obligated
you find
to
that
a
contract,
minimum
you're
of a
in
year.
It. Yeah.
A minimum of a year. And I've had some doozy of some things happen in the past when I've moved and I'll tell you though, you will find in March, April, I think it's mid at the middle of March, start at the beginning of March, start getting your mind ready at the beginning of March. You're not emotionally ready to move on yet either. Emotionally, you're a little bit, you're a little distraught and you're pretty stuck right now. You feel like you're cemented into the ground and you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. You're not going to win no matter what choice you make. It's going to be hell and high water all the way. That's where you're sitting right now. So I'm just for you and anybody else who might need this because it's not only with relocating, it's every single thing in your life. You've been turned upside down. And you feel like you're not capable of making those choices right now. So we're just going to start clearing this for you and anybody listening or re-listening. And I do recommend you re-listen to the clearing part of this or the whole show, whatever, a couple of times at least to make sure all of this being cemented, stuck, not being able to make strong, positive choices gets cleared from you. And you would think this would come from the throat area, but it actually comes from the heart or the chest and the sternum area, which is fear. And, well, we all know what the heart area is. And I'm going to tell you, once this clears, you're going to feel much stronger. You're going to be able to make better decisions, and you're going to be in that place where you can effectively move forward, not just flail, that's the right word, right? Flail forward. You're going to be able to know the choice you're making is a good choice. It won't be emotional. It'll be, you won't be running from something. And this is, if I could, the one piece of guidance, I love, love, love when they bring this through because it's so imperative that we get this. It's beyond imperative that we get this. Never run from something, always run to something. So sometimes when things happen in our life, we want to run away. We want to start over someplace new. We think we have to escape everything going on around us. We don't want to see certain things, whatever the case may be. But if we relocate or change jobs with this perspective, what happens is we end up in the exact same situation in another place because A, it needs to heal, we have to learn and we have to resolve and we have to grow from the situation rather than just pretend it didn't happen and land in a new location. The only time I say jump is if abuse is involved and, you know, that's not, I don't sense that. But I'm going to tell you right now, March, so spend the time between now and then looking at yourself. What do you want to be? What do you want to do? And who do you want to be? And start taking those steps. And then by March, you should be very strong, very independent, and ready to go. I already feel lighter. I feel like a lot of this has lifted out. And if you did get a little bit emotional, it was because it was healing some of this stuff that was holding you back. I feel like over the next hour, you're still going to be releasing things because this is quite a bit that you've been holding on to. Not intentionally. We never intentionally hold on to things. I know people say, just let it go. Okay, well, it's not like I can reach inside myself and pull it out. Jeez. So this is a very powerful way to help you let this go. So, again, just one more time, March is that smooth sailing, beautiful, moving forward time, relocating time, if you still choose to relocate in March. Okay, love?
Okay. Sorry.
And I hope, I really, truly hope this was helpful. And please keep me posted and do call back when you have another question or you need another clearing.
All right. Thank you so much, Toni.
You are so welcome. Go make some magic this week.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to go directly to the next caller, and the next caller is 347. Hello, 347. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure, and I'm doing amazing today. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Malvina, and I'm calling from New York.
Okay.
My question is, does my mom have any messages for me?
Okay, I need your mom's first name.
Ella.
Ella. Okay, so two women instantly step forward. Okay? And one of them is petite and thin with dark hair. Is this a grandmother or is this mom?
Mom.
Okay. And the other woman is with her, so I'm assuming it could be her mom or a sister or an aunt. I'm not going to go to the other woman as long as I have mom right here. And the first thing mom wants to say to you, hello. Hello is the first thing she's saying. So she says, one of the first messages is that's coming through from her is, I love you. I love you so much. Please don't ever forget how much I love you. Don't ever doubt the amount of love that I had for you and have for you. I'm sorry things didn't work out the way you thought they were going to. I'm sorry that you have been struggling so much. She talks fast. I'm sorry that you have been having a complicated situation. Things are going to be rough for a bit more time. I'm going to start clearing that now for you, love. Let's get that out of there. That's not necessary for you and anybody listening or re-listening. Anybody who's going through a struggle, let's get that out of there. Let's clear it out. Now. Take it. I'm sorry that you have been struggling so hard. This is going to go on for a bit more time. You are going to find yourself, either you find this situation complicated or you're going to find it complicated for about a month, 2 weeks to a month, 2 weeks to a month. After that, everything will lighten. It won't feel so heavy. It won't be so much, so unbearable. It will lighten up. I want you to know that we are watching out for you. You need to use your power of prayer. You have not been praying enough or effectively. You need to call on us to help you. And when they say prayer, that's typically what they mean. Call on us. Ask us to help. We will help you. We are here to assist you. Just because you don't see our physical body, it doesn't mean that we're gone or that we're like sitting up here on our ass eating bonbons. Sorry for the word ass, everybody. Anyway, they want to help. They want to come in. There are many of them up there. She's showing me, and I'm asking them to back off. I don't want to see all of them. But instantly, 10 faces popped in, and more were popping in. That can help you immediately, effectively, and powerfully. You have no idea how much strength and power we have to bring to you what you want in this life. Stop thinking you're doing everything on your own. Stop thinking it's such a struggle and so hard. It doesn't have to be. Take that slow, deep breath in. Close your eyes. Say our name. Or just ancestors or loved ones, and then allow us to come in and allow us to help. Oh, that was so beautiful. We want nothing more than to see you have an absolutely miraculous life. We want you to flow through this life. Don't push against the current. If something's working out, maybe it's just not meant to be and you need to back off a bit. So far, does this message, God, I hope this message makes sense so far.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand everything you're saying.
Okay. Now, she wants to also say that she loves you so much. They love you. And she knows that you are missing her a great deal more lately than usual. And she is aware of... You've been feeling a little bit lonely lately. Is that accurate?
I went through a lot of changes recently. Things are starting to get better, but I mean, I definitely miss having a mom.
Yeah. So feeling lonely or like an empty space. And everything you've been going through, thank you for saying you've gone through a lot of changes. And that's the challenge or the difficult, the struggle, whatever it is. She says, and she wants to say also, keep growing. Keep growing. She's bringing in the word education. Now, this doesn't always mean formal education. This means...
I'm a teacher.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's a confirmation right there. That's a confirmation. Okay. She wants you, she is saying for also, she's bringing up education again, and she's saying expand. So don't be afraid to whatever. Okay, here's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to put meaning on that. I'm going to let that come to you as it does. Because the way I might put my definition on that might be very different than what they mean for you. So education, expand. That can mean anything from expand your classroom or something in your classroom or the way you teach to expand your personal education. Whatever it means, when it comes in, it's gonna spank you and you're going to go, that's it. Okay, so the other, spank you in a good way, not a bad way. the other thing that they want to say is just that they love you. They love you and they're with you. And just bring so much joy into your life. Bring as much joy into your life as possible. And that is what will make your life go so much easier, okay?
Okay.
I hope this was so, so helpful for you. I hope that this was oh, excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you
for the connection. Thank you.
Absolutely. Anytime you want to connect with her again or anybody else, please just give me a call back, and I will help you to connect the best that I can.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I am going to go directly to the next caller, who is 780. Hello, 780. How are you today?
Hey, Tony. It's Jay calling from Canada. Thanks for taking my call again. It's a day off, so I decided to phone you up as usual.
Oh, what a perfect alignment. So how can I help you today?
Yeah, I was actually down where my mother actually passed on. I went by her house, and, you know, someone's in there already because we sold the house. And my question is, I was talking to my dad down there. I had some great conversation with him, and he said that my mother didn't want help from her friends and didn't even want any help from me. So my question is to my mother who passed on is, like, why didn't she want any help?
She didn't. The first thing I hear is bother, the word bother. So she didn't want to bother people, or she didn't want to be a bother to people. I'm also hearing that she was somewhat set in her ways, but more.
Yes.
And then I hear the word inconvenience. And sometimes, and this, oh my God, this statement rings, I'm hearing this statement, so I hope it makes sense. Sometimes when people try to help you, it hurts more than it helps, or it messes it up more than it helps, and you might as well just have done it by yourself. And if you're waiting for somebody to do something, you could have done it 5 times already by yourself. So the most important thing I'm hearing, though, I mean, all of these are relevant reasons, she's saying. But the other thing is she didn't want to inconvenience anyone. She didn't want to be a bother. She didn't want to bother people. And she was very, very set in her ways of exactly how she wanted things done or what she wanted done. But mostly, she just really, really, the word that keeps coming back is inconvenience and bother. So I'm just going to tell you, those are the two words that you can base that on. It wasn't, and then stubbornness, those three words. You can base everything on that because she really, she says, looking back now, I see there was an easier, better way, and she understands that people would have helped and been grateful and happy to help, but she didn't want people to do things out of pity or because they felt obligated or like felt like they had to do it, and she didn't want to put people out. That's what I'm hearing. That's what she's saying. But she does want you to know, thank you for connecting, and she loves you. And she understands things so differently now. It could have been so much easier and so much better had she just had a different point of view or thought pattern. But you don't know what you don't know until you know it. And sometimes you don't know it until you're gone, basically, because that's when enlightenment comes. She does want to thank you for everything that you did do, and more so for everything you tried to do. She knows she made it a little bit more challenging on you than it needed to be. Mm. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Excellent. Excellent. Did you have any other question for her?
Well, you know, you do this work for a living. It's one of you hear, why is, maybe you hear the same story too. Why does it always happen when you get to the other side that they could have done something differently or something opened their eyes to see what actually was going on that would change their path in terms of,
okay,
you know.
So that's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful question, and thank you so much for asking it.
Welcome.
Because down here we're in the physical body and we have the ego, and as much as we want to live in spirit, fear enters, and fear is an aspect of the ego. And as long as we have fear and being stubborn or feeling we have to do everything, I have to hurry up, I only have 90 seconds left, everything on our own puts us in that place where we have those aspects that come from ego rather than spirit, and that's what makes it more challenging. Once we leave the physical body and we're on the other side, we're in that place of pure love, and we can see the pure love and understand the pure love, and we can see everybody's life plan as it is. I hope that was a good answer, because I really had to kind of push that in.
Yeah, I understand.
And
okay,
also
thank you.
On the other side, because we do see, you know, from beginning to end and before beginning and after end, we get to see how the whole plan works out and whatever it is that we need to see from that. So just take that with you, and from that you learn to come from spirit. How often when you need help do you reach out, and whom do you reach out to because you don't want to bother people? Right?
Yeah.
So right there, light bulb should be going off in your head, and you should be saying, I get it. And now you can change that within you, you know, and move forward in an easier way also. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Okay, everybody, please remember that I am here every Monday at noon. Thank you so much for listening. And I cannot wait until